go!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to DoD&D, also known as the Department of Dungeons and Dragons. This is a D&D play podcast with a military twist in which we follow a group of service members that are on a mission to save the multiverse. My name is Travis, also known as Shamshield. I am the defense master for the campaign, and I'm so excited for today because it's going to be an awesome episode. What's up, everybody?
Oh, it's great. It's late, but it's great.
Aren't they all awesome episodes, though, Travis?
Yes.
Aren't they?
Of course. Like, of course they are.
All these episodes are like children. You can't pick your favorite.
Bullshit.
That's a lie.
Yeah, anyone that has kids knows you can definitely have a favorite.
In 10 years, when your children are listening to this, they'll get to episode 7 and be like, Dad lied to me.
Dad's a liar.
Lies by omission. Gotta love them. What's up, everybody? It's Mike, aka Devil, your favorite deputy defense master, and your only deputy defense master. I have no corny jokes, no fun facts, no alliterisms, no idiosyncrasies will come out of my mouth this evening.
Are you sick? Man,
yeah, I just have a massive headache. It's awful.
Oh, take some ibuprofen and some water. Here you go.
Yeah, that's about, it's above the weight. So
yeah,
that is, as an army medic, I can't confirm.
Without further ado, off to John.
Oh, hi, everyone. My name is John, a.k.a. LT Virus on the interwebs and such. I'm playing Army Staff Sergeant Vernon Laycock, a 68 Whiskey Combat Medic. In the game, I am a bard of the College of the NCO Academy now. And with my newfound magic, I can't stop thinking about the 1987 cinematic masterpiece, The Lost Boys, with all the supernatural stuff and the glitter. I've been thinking about vampires a lot lately and how cool it would be to be one.
Okay, noted.
So, just put that one in the back.
Isn't The Lost Boys, that's the one where like each vampire died? Like sometimes they would just poof. Sometimes they would just
blow up. You said you wouldn't say anything. You're ruining it.
Oh my God. I guess that's me, if we're going in normal order. My name is Heather, a.k.a. Pink Chaos, a.k.a. Kitten, apparently, now. I play Petty Officer, Second Class, Sorsha Whaley, who is a druid, Circle of the Moon. So I get to change into lots of fun stuff.
Amazing. Well, then it's on to me. Hi, I am Brandon, also known as Miller Time. Miller Time is now on just about any and all websites you will go to. I am playing your friendly neighborhood wizard, Divination Wizard. So, yeah, Charles Whitman, finally.
A big boy.
That will still hide behind the druid.
Yeah. I am Mike, a.k.a. DeCorpus, a.k.a. Jack Miller, your resident fighter who fights shit with the sword.
Yeah, but he lost his master.
Yeah, well, that was just deadweight anyways.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yes.
See what happens during your next training session.
And I think that, what else did I forget? I'm already sidetracked as fuck.
I like crayons, just say
I
that.
Like crayons, I like books, I'm a former Marine, and I fight shit.
Well done. Straight into the point. All right, so... we have two returning characters. We've got Operator Mike playing Bo Faraway once more today, and KB Kiera playing Grand Sorceress Lefay. So welcome back, guys.
Hi.
Hi, it's lovely to be back once more.
Oh, it's lovely to have you back. You guys did such a good job last episode. Your characters are awesome, and I'm excited to see them in this episode and future episodes. They will be returning. So, yeah, but for now, let's dive into D&D. Oh, real quick, for the listeners, just so you guys are kind of aware and know and get hyped, during the episodes, we're doing something called Crits for Charity. If John or Brandon roll 3 crits in one game, They will be donating $100 to a military charity of our choice. It'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully this happens sooner than later and often. That would be awesome. But yeah, just so you guys can get hyped when some crits come out, it'll be a lot of fun. Super cool little gig we're doing with our podcast. So with that being said, let's get into it. If you guys are ready, let's play some D&D. This is episode 7, Return to Phandalin. All right, so we are finally back together. This is the morning after the day of training, and both of your groups are meeting at the meeting where the meeting of the factions took place. So this area in the middle of the forest, you guys are all coming out to meet each other. Grand Sorceress Lefay is with Staff Sergeant Vernon Laycock and Senior Airman Charles Whitman, while PO2 Sorsha Whaley along with Corporal Jack Miller are being led by the saber tooth that is Bo Faraway. And you guys are kind of coming out of the tree lines opposite of each other into this middle area.
I'm like, hey, it's is that a dang old saber-tooth tiger right there? What is that? I'll just start walking over to, hey, you guys doing all right?
Slowly joining.
Yeah, it's been a day.
been a day.
Hell quite yeah, literally. Man. It's great. Me and Whitman here, we learned some dang old magic, man. Like straight up magic. It's just crazy.
I'm going to walk over, noticing that I forgot an entire spot of color spray and just prestidigitation his hair from being the pink glitter it was and just blow it away.
Yeah, I'd like to say as you blow it, I like do that classic like Pantene commercial where I whip my hair back and just kind of waves.
Oh, yeah, slow motion.
Yeah, just slow mo. Yeah.
And I'm just going to be bringing up the rear, playing with orbs and eyeing up the other people that are there. Just very, I'm not too sure about you.
I wouldn't be sure about them either.
I'm still relatively covered in blood.
That's what I'm looking at and kind of going, this
with
is not
devious grin.
Notice in the way that we're formed here in this circle, I am far away as possible from that smell.
Since when are Marines so aware of smell?
Well, it comes from cats.
Well, I'm not still a cat.
I don't trust you.
So toxic.
Hey, Whaley, question for you. Do you still want to be covered in all that shit?
Why, you got a bathtub in your pocket there?
I've got this, and I'm just going to walk out with like my hand mildly outstretched, and I'm just going to be like, if you trust me, hold your arm out real quick, and then wait.
So, I'm just going to kind of cock my head at him and like grin and squint a little bit and do what he asks.
I'm going to use prestidigitation to literally just blow all of the blood off of your arm, like any and all dirt, just straight up giving you basically a dry bath.
I'm just going to sparkly
like, and clean.
Fist punch and be like, yeah, told you, magic and shit. This shit is awesome. Woo!
Do you want me to continue cleaning or do you not care?
I mean, if you would like to, feel free.
And I'm just going to slowly just use prestidigitation to clean her.
This is so weird.
Is this what it's like to have a dad?
Oh god.
Yeah. No, just one cubic foot at a time. Just leaf blower.
Oh yeah, that's the spot. Get right there.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
I suppose at this point, Bo will walk up to the group. At first, he's licking the back of his palm and using that to brush his hair back until he sees a crowd and then like just quickly switches it around to like something a little bit more socially acceptable.
I'll walk up to him and be like, hey, you were the one who patched me up back when I got tore up by them cultists, right? Appreciate that, by the way.
Not a problem, my friend. I taught your associate that. I'd be a little careful the first time she does it, though.
I'll just look at Whaley and be like, eh, if she's a bit eccentric, I understand that.
I was killed him.
She does healing. She normally does the killing.
It was a surprise for me. Trust me. I did not do very well on that.
Totally understandable, though. Learning's a pain in the ass.
So you all got magic then, right? That's cool.
I'll just kind of look at him and be like, hell yeah, I can do some interesting things, and I can understand languages and things, I think. Shit's a little interesting. I gotta still poke around, feel it out, but for the most part, I think I got a hang of it. Had an excellent teacher, as I give a little wink and a nod to Archmage LeFay.
And then I'm going to look at Bo and just, you know, wave slightly. Still with this bemused expression on my face. Just, I can't believe what is going on right now. You guys are all insane.
Bo is going to pretend not to notice the wave.
Saucy bastard.
Scoff a little bit. And yes, my student learned quite a bit as well, but perhaps more. Perhaps more.
Okay, so as you guys are going back and forth about who taught whose students more, you guys, you all realize that there is somebody missing. Master Doyen is not here in the group at all. You guys obviously he was there with you, led you to the meeting of the factions, and then took Corporal Jack Miller to go do some training, and he is not here with you.
I'll be honest with the lot of you, while talking about who's better than who is perfectly acceptable. Generally, we do seem to be missing a member of our original trio.
You say seem to be missing like you weren't standing right there when he was being drug off by your missing security detail.
Yeah, what?
Listen, friends, I've been given orders to let the lot of you handle certain things.
Oh, okay. That's
taking a back seat and letting you peruse.
I don't even know what that word means. What did he just say?
I think I actually just made it up.
It sounded good. It did sound really good.
Yeah.
I bought it.
It sounded convincing.
Continue.
He said he was drug off, and I'll just look at Miller and be like, drug off? Like, what do you mean?
So there we were in the middle of training, you know, absolutely destroying things. Out of the middle of nowhere, bunch of cultists and methods and shit just start showing up and dragging his ass off. And killed like three or four of them. Like, more of them came over there, and they just took him straight out into the trees. He's probably dead by now.
So the trees really do talk.
Only if they fall.
Well, do we know where they took him? We can go get him back. I mean, the fuck?
We can go. I don't know where they took him, but I'm sure there's probably some sort of tracks. He's heavy enough to, you know, make a pretty good divot.
Okay, everybody roll perception, please.
18.
Okay. Do.
12.
A druid knocking out the rolls.
Oh, yeah. 8.
All right. Okay, cool. So while all of you are chatting about potentially rescuing Master Doyen, where he went, Sorsha Whaley, you see above the tree line just a huge plume of smoke. It's far off in the distance, but you do see this huge plume of smoke rising into the sky.
And round two starts. Looks like...
What direction is it? North?
It's coming from the northwest, and it's a dark smoke, so you recognize that it's kind of more of a building fire.
Well, shit. We better go check that out.
So we should probably go towards that fire. It looks like there's something burning back towards Phandalin. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can always pitter patter and fucking get at her.
I mean, it's up to Laycock since he's our NCO.
Nah, fuck that. I don't trust that little fucker. Got. Let's go.
I. Excuse me.
what are we doing?
I guess at this point, Bo will kind of speak up. It seems that we've come to a bit of a crossing of two roads. You, by all means, can go and check on where you once came. Master Dorian is a powerful individual. They took him alive. I don't assume they're going to kill him anytime soon. We can easily go look for him ourselves if need be.
Well, I'll look at Miller and be like, he's your master, right? He's the one who was all talking to you and shit.
Yeah, and he told me to watch my footwork, and you guys got magic, so let's go for the smoke.
Yeah, I was like, don't leave him alone, comrade. If he done got jacked, let's go unjack him.
I feel like he's delicate, though, and might need us.
Well, plus it's an excuse to use our new shit. Let's go.
Okay, so are you guys going to save Master Doyen or towards the smoke? Because I'm hearing two separate things from different people.
Oh, they're not the same direction?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No. No. That's what they get for this. Yeah, they're just letting you decide what you want to do. So the smoke is coming from the northwest of where you are.
Check.
And Master Doyen was taken southeast, deeper into the forest.
Okay. So I'll just be like, well, they took him alive, which means they probably want to keep him. So we have a little bit of time. Fire is an immediate threat. Let's go handle that first.
All right. So as you guys are discussing your plans, you notice that from the Harper's side of the forest where their camp was, through the forest line comes a man and he is reining. He has two horses that that are following him. And he's just walking up to you guys, bringing the horses to you guys. And then from the Emerald Enclave side, the same thing. A woman is bringing two horses. And behind her, behind the horses, is another man. And he's pushing like a wheelbarrow full of armor towards you guys.
Instead of pittering and pattering, how about we use these horses?
So we do some clipping and some clopping?
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's only four horses, though.
Well,
yeah, but there's a wagon.
Yeah.
Well, we all know that Bo was born to run, so.
Yeah, I'm going to skip the horse. You two-leggers can get on the horses.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Did you just fucking call me a leg?
Yep, here it
comes.
We're
going to have a talk about that real quick, Missy. I ain't no dirty, nasty leg. No, I'm not called one.
That being said, these horses are not our only gifts to your party. These horses are a gift. You adventuring party, we believe that there's a greater calling for all of you. I do have two other things I would like to give you before you leave. Miss Whaley, was it? Sorsha?
Yes, Bo.
Every caster has their own little focus, is what we call them. A druidic focus is, and he reaches in his pocket and he brings out a small glass vial. Inside of it, it just looks like water. This here is water from the plane of water. There is no method by man nor magic to make water this pure. Hold this when you cast your spells and you will eschew any need for material components. And this is your druidic focus that you'll need to cast spells. And you with the one who didn't learn spells, the one that learned footwork, your name was?
Is Jack Miller.
Jack. Stop sounding so ungrateful. Frickin' A.
Jack of Miller, master of footwork. When Master Doyen was drug away, he did drop something. If you happen to come across him before I do, if you would give it to him, please.
By all means.
And he reaches out and he hands you it's a coin. Very, very shiny. Very meticulously made. The emblem of the Space Force is on one side of it.
Sorry, I literally just got a challenge coin.
Yes. I love it.
As he cups it in his palm and reaches out to shake your hand, the other side is the emblem of Command Sergeant Major. Master Doyen, whenever he came to a decision he had to make, he would flip this coin, and I believe he thought it brought him luck. If you see him before we do, please give it back to him.
You're saying he had this coin already?
As long as I've known, yes.
How long have you known him?
Oh, I've known Master Doyen for quite a while.
Bo Faraway is basically giving you a challenge coin from the Sergeant Major of the Space Force that Master Doyen found in the Forgotten Realms. So he picked it up, found it, and now you have it, obviously.
Okay, so he's not the... Okay. I was assuming that he was the Command Sergeant Major way back when.
No. The Sergeant Major that went through the portal. No, yeah. So you were here before that event took place. You were already here training with Master Doyen. So you know that he's local to the Forgotten Realms. So, anyways... Bo Faraway has given you guys some trinkets for your quest, wherever it is that you are deciding to go. Sounds like you guys are headed towards the fire. The male that was pushing the cart of armor steps forward and says, "Excuse me, if you guys need any armor, I know it's not the best, but we do have some extra armor here in this wagon." And when you guys look in the wagon, some of these pieces are bloodied. Some of them have marks on them. And it's just a plethora of armor that kind of doesn't go together and stuff from those that were killed during the meeting of the factions.
All right. I'll reach into the cart and grab some beat up armor and kind of piece it together and be like, well, it's better than nothing. And I'll start putting it on as best I can.
If you need it cleaned, I got you guys.
Oh my god.
He's a maid.
He's a junior enlisted. Yeah, part of their fucking life is just fucking cleaning everything.
It's so true.
He's got a PT belt and a mop. There it is. That's all he needs.
Even in the realms, they're getting reduced to cleaning crap.
Jeez. Oh, dude, what do you think my quarterstaff was before? It was a mop. I just broke the end off it.
Oh, my. I found some medium armor that was somewhat bloody and a little beat up. Looks like it might have some teeth marks in it. So I went ahead and took that and put that on.
Bloodied bit armor, of course.
Just when she gets all clean, she dirties herself up again.
Brennan, what are you getting?
I can't. I have absolutely zero proficiency in armor. Am mage boy.
I think there might be some skirts in the back of the cart for you.
Yeah, upon her saying that, I'm going to reach my hand out and re-dirty her entire outfit with prestidigitation.
And I'm just going to stand there and roll my eyes at this display of...
We're like children.
Bo is going to look at the sorceress and just kind of give that "these are your children" nod.
Mom, do you love me? No, you're a fucking disappointment. Oh.
Travis, are there any basic weapons in the cart for said adventuring troop, or just armor?
There are. They're just not any better than what you guys already have. So,
just... for wild shits, are there any shields in there?
There are, yes, there are shields. They are damaged, so you can't find like a full shield in there. There are shields with, you know, just pieces chipped out, half shields that are broken, stuff like that. But they're still completely usable.
Okay. So from a meta point of view, is that just plus one? Because they're broken, or does that still be the plus two normal?
Yeah, no, it's a normal shield.
Does it function as a fucking shield?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you can still use it.
It's
perfect. Right.
Okay, yeah. Do the block. It's like, you stingy fuck, give us a goddamn shield.
Yeah, they're not the best, but they still work. Okay. They still work.
Okay.
but I don't look cool. Where?
I'll go over and I'll find one that has probably the least amount of denting and be like, you know, I'm not really a fan of hiding behind things, but I'll look over to our local wizard. Like, that might be something I have to pick up in the future. I'll just pick it up and just sling it.
Hiding's great, and I give him the thumbs up.
Seeing him dig and find a shield, I'll kind of peek in there and grab one too. I'll just kind of sling it on my back, but not really look too intent on using it, but just in fucking case, right?
All right, let's go. We're wasting time.
Hell yeah, let's roll. And I'll look. You know the way, right, Jack?
Yeah, it's straight northwest, right? I think it was northwest. Northwest.
All right, so you guys are geared up, ready to roll out. Are you going to be taking the horses? Or are you just going to walk? What are you guys doing?
I mean, we can go on horses. As long as they point me in a direction, I can figure out where north is and continue on from that.
All right, cool. So who's taking the horses? Who's jumping on a horse?
I will.
Yeah, same.
Same.
All right, for those of you that are getting on the horses, using the horses, roll animal handling.
Oh, shit.
While they're preparing that, I'm going to think real, real hard, and I'm going to go ahead and shift into a tiger.
That's an 18 for me.
That's a 3.
That's a 12.
All right. All right, so Whitman, you are able to just hop on the horse like you have been horse riding before. Very easy. Vernon Laycock has a little bit of a hard time. You kind of struggle to get up on the horse, but once you're in the saddle, you feel content and grab a hold of the reins. You're good to go. Jack Miller, when putting your foot into the stirrup, you go to throw your leg over the backside of the horse to saddle up, and the horse just launches, just darts off, and it is gone. It goes into the forest and kind of runs back towards, probably towards, you know, the Harper's camp, but that horse is no longer here. And you were sent for, you just did a backflip, landed on your back, and you're looking up at Sorcha Whaley, who is now a tiger.
Oh, lick his face, please.
Yeah, well, I was going to do it to Whitman, but he got on the horse, so.
Well, I'll just go back up and I guess scratch her ears and be like, well, looks like there's two of us walking.
You can try the last horse. There is one more horse and she's walking. Or you can walk with her, you know, whichever.
I'll try the remaining horse just because I don't want to put extra weight with all the fucking armor that I have. Cause shit's heavy.
Okay, cool. So just go ahead and roll animal handling again.
There we go. Oh,
there.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Dirty 20.
Yeah,
dirty.
Awesome.
Very nice.
All right, so this time, approaching the horse, you're getting your bearings, put your foot in this one of the stirrup, throw your leg over perfectly, and as soon as you just kind of come down on the saddle, you perfectly just like start off on a trot and you're leading the way.
First try.
Trotting along. Usually when I get on these things, I'm drunk. This is ridiculous.
Is it because you're trying to avoid a DUI?
Oh God.
I'll just give him the, like that wink and the finger gun. Like
Bo is just going to watch them do all of this and just sigh, place his hand to his forehead, look over to the sorceress. These are the ones she wanted to entrust this to.
Well, I didn't have much of a choice, Bo. So.
Neither did I.
All right, and with that, you four gallop off towards the smoke, leaving Archdruid Bo far away and Grand Sorceress the Fae behind, hoping that they have taught you enough for whatever it is that you are about to get into. All right, so as you guys are moving down through the mountains, through the Sword Mountains, down towards the smoke, you're noticing that the smoke is filling the sky more and more. You come across this caravan of people that are walking towards the forest, and this group is about 10 people. They've got carts. They just look disheveled. Everyone's got their hoods on, their faces down. It doesn't look like anybody is happy at all. And they're just, it looks like they're running, obviously, from the smoke.
I'm going to just start getting off to the side of the road so I'm not in their way.
I'll ride up a little bit, meet them, be like, hey, you got, they're running from the smoke, you said, right?
Right. Yeah, they're, it looks like they are moving away from the smoke. They're getting out of whatever area is burning.
Hey, what the hell's going on back there? Bunch of smoke.
So the first person that you approach is a male, and he answers you still with his head down, his cloak on, and he says, they burned it. They burned half of Phandalin is gone. I don't know what to do. We don't, where do we go?
I'm like, who did?
He says, the same cultists that, and he looks up at you, realizes who you are, and visually you see him start to get angry. He says, the same cultists that you guys brought to our town.
I'm pretty sure they were here before we got here.
Right. We didn't bring no dang on cultists around nowhere. In fact, those sons of bitches tried to hurt us too. We was actually hoping that they would be gone.
He says, Phandalin was peaceful before you, pointing at Jack Miller, and a lot of you showed up and brought cultists and mephits to our town, and now it's all destroyed.
I don't think pointing blame on four innocent people is a very nice thing to do.
Now I'm sorry you feel that way, and I'm sure things is really rough back there, but we're looking to help, not cause more trouble. I mean, is there anything we can do to help you out right here, right now?
We don't need your help. We've had enough of it already.
I think I'm just going to kind of slink up in front and, okay, like, tiger grin.
Okay, so you catch him, like, super off guard. He, like, doesn't even... He didn't know that there was a tiger in the group, and once he sees you, he kind of changes his demeanor and kind of stops yelling and just says, we don't need your help, and continues on, like, just goes right past you guys.
Well, bunch of sour pusses. Now I'd be like, well, I still think we should go head in there, but they said town's mostly burnt.
That's fine.
What do you guys think?
I mean,
I think we should probably hurry up. We might get through a couple survivors. Maybe save some people, get some more information.
Get through a couple survivors? You gonna cut them down in cold blood there?
Not, I mean, necessarily.
No, Whaley.
Oh my god. Hearts and minds, people! Shit! fuck! Alright, now I'll pick up the pace then. I'll be like, come on, let's go! And try to giddy up.
Yeah.
Alright, so a little while longer as you're approaching Phandalin, the smoke just starts to encompass the whole sky. And approaching from the south of Phandalin along Miner's Road, you notice that the entire kind of south side of Phandalin has been burned down. So there are a bunch of buildings that are smoldering. There are some buildings that are have a little bit of a fire still on them. Some people are trying to put them out. And as you move deeper into the southern part of Phandalin, you see people moving out of their houses. There, everyone's getting out of there.
Start keeping an ear out for anybody screaming, help, help, oh my god, I'm on fire, or anything along those lines, and then make our way in towards the buildings. At least I will, and then I'll just kind of be like, spread out, but don't be stupid. Fire hurts no matter who you are.
Okay, great. So if anybody, whoever wants to do what Laycock is doing, kind of hear what's going on, try and figure out if there's survivors or people yelling help or anything like that, roll perception.
22.
I'm sitting with a good old 12.
A 5. Fuck.
7 with all the fucking clanking of the armor.
It's the whooshing of the chainmail.
All right, so Corporal Jack Miller and Vernon Laycock, you both hear just the smoldering of buildings around you. You hear some of the, you know, the wood breaking and buildings falling apart. Whitman, you are more focused on the family members that are coming out of their houses, that are moving down the street past you guys, just kind of running out of town. And Sorsha Whaley, you hear someone yell help, and you assess that it is coming from the town center, probably towards like that where the town master is at.
Sounds like they're coming from the town hall.
Oh, well, shit. We should probably go look at it.
Yeah,
let's move.
All right, so you guys head towards the town master.
So is there like a sooty piece of wood I can just like quickly grab?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So right. So the houses are smoldering and you can grab wood, ash. Yeah, it's not going to hurt you.
Ooh, are we going to do face paint? Please tell me we're going to do face paint.
So my thought is I immediately look at that and I like make sure it's not like still smoldering, but like kind of out, and I'll just grab a good fingers full of soot, and I'll just walk over to the corporal there, and I'll be like, just in case they still don't like you, I want to put a little soot mustache on him, so hopefully it will disguise him. And then I think it'll be good for all of us, and I put a soot mustache with a small little wider like soul patch in there, because I've got to be a little different. And then I'll just do two thumbs of mutton chops on the airman, and then I'll be like, you're not a tiger anymore, but I'll be like, but you can just turn into a fucking tiger, which is awesome, so I think we'll be okay. They probably won't recognize you.
Fair enough.
We'll move in our disguises.
Yes, in your soot disguises. All right, so approaching the town hall, there is a man that you can hear inside, and as he emerges, he's yelling, help, help, they took the town master. And he emerges, you've never seen him before, he's very frantic, help, help, they took the town master. He looks up, sees you four, and says, ah, shit.
Damn it, thought the soot would work. Where'd they take him?
I don't know. They up towards the manor, up on the hill.
All right, well, get the fuck out of here, and we'll take care of that shit.
Oh, no. All right.
Tally-ho, good sir.
All right, so this man runs south towards the another caravan that is heading out of Phandalin and joins them, and as you guys take the road up to this manor that sits atop this hill, as you approach it, you see that there are drips of molten lava that have cooled and hardened, but as you're approaching the square, they become less hard and are becoming more molten lava, so they're fresher as you approach the manor.
What in the hell?
You know exactly what that is at this point. Let's not pretend.
Yeah, but like lava? That's crazy.
Dude, this is literally what was choking him the first time we met him.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's true. Fucking, I guess, make our way up towards the manor then, if that's where they took the town master.
All right, cool. So, in approaching the manor, you see that this place is just run down. It's no one has been here in a very, very long time. The ceiling is coming apart, the walls are just broken, and the stone is just kind of all over the place. But you notice that the trail of molten lava leads to what appears to be cellar doors.
Is the door open, or is it just kind of closed-ish?
It's closed. The door is closed.
Do we want to stack on it again, and I can open it from a decent distance?
Let's do that.
Okay.
I'll just kind of look and be like, why don't you take point this time, Zach? Or I almost called you Zach. What the fuck?
Weird.
Jack. Yak Miller. Okay. Why don't you take point this time?
Sounds good to me. I'll unsheathe the sword, get it ready to go, and just wait on that door.
I'm from the far back. I'm going to use Mage Hand to open the door and kind of push it a little bit, so that it just gets opened without hopefully harming anybody.
Okay, so you're just slowly opening it with Mage Hand?
Yeah.
All right, so when you open the door, you don't hear anything, you don't see anybody. It opens into this landing that has a couple of staircases that lead down into the cellar a little bit more. And right in front of you, there is just a reservoir of water. And to the north of you, there's a, you see a door underneath the staircase. And yeah, there's a bunch of barrels everywhere. Nobody's in here.
Okay, that's not what I was expecting. I'll just slowly go down the steps downstairs and start clearing it out, the corners and all that, make sure they're not hiding behind somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to follow them, and I'm just going to kind of stay in the corner, like after the first set of stairs, off to the left.
Make my way down and just kind of be as quiet as I can, get into like a little bit of a crouch walk and just kind of look around. Does it look like anything's been disturbed? Like if they came this way, nothing looks like there's there drag marks in on here. Is there anything that would show a sign of struggle, perhaps?
Roll investigation.
I like that. All right, let's take a look. A 3! Fuck!
Oh, bummer.
Good intentions, poor execution.
Poor execution. You don't see, and you don't notice anything. Anything more than just, you know, there's barrels, everything's fine.
Can I assist him with his investigation by chance?
Sure, go ahead.
That's a 10.
Eh, doesn't help.
I guess I better help.
All right, go ahead.
That's a 20.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Pink's been just nailing her rolls tonight.
She's been killing it. All right, so you, Sorsha Whaley, notice that although the molten lava stopped at the door and you don't see any in this room, you feel a warm air breeze coming from underneath the door that is underneath the stairs on the north side.
There's some warm air coming from under here. I think they went through here.
All right. I like that. Let's check it out. Start heading through that door, and I would suggest stacking just the same and maneuvering through.
Yeah. And upon them getting ready, I'm gonna just go first. Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
I'm just you're going cautiously.
Okay. So you're going first, but cautiously. All right.
Low and slow.
All righty. So upon opening the door, you enter this stone hallway that is much warmer than the room that you were previously in. The stone hallway has pillars every 10 feet, and at the very end of the hallway is some double doors.
Interesting.
More doors.
It's much warmer in here.
This is adorable. I don't appreciate it.
Let's see, that's 1, 2. Okay, we've gone through 3 doors down already, so.
Groan.
Oh, my
God. Groan.
My kryptonite. Wait.
Jeez.
I would like to investigate. See if we can hear or tell anything on the other side before we go through.
Okay, so. Are you going to the door, or are you staying back here and listening? What are you doing?
Just looked around. I'm by the double doors.
Oh, you just took off for the doors.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So as the team moves into the hallway, you take off straight for the door. As you approach the middle of the hallway, you feel a lot more heat. And right in the middle of the hallway, you step on these stones and they immediately start to crumble beneath your feet. So I need you to roll a dexterity save.
Do we see this happening?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do. It's just you guys are right behind her, so you see her.
All right. So.
And you said you got a 15. Okay. Okay. So 15. So what were you going to do, John? What did you want to do?
So it looks like the floor is giving way underneath her?
Yeah, exactly. She stepped on this stone floor and it started to give way.
So she straight up stepped on a trap.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to yell at her, feet and knees together. And then I'm going to use my reaction to cast Featherfall on her. So she will fall at a very slow pace.
Cool. All right. Yeah. So with Featherfoot and then with your roll as well, the ground beneath you just crumbles into this huge flames below. That's what you were getting the heat from, is just this is a huge fire pit. You start to fall, but upon Laycock casting Featherfoot on you, it's almost like those old Acme cartoons where you're just like running there in place. You fall slower than normal, and you're able to reach over to the ledge and grab the ledge and pull yourself up.
Oof. That would have been bad. Thanks.
What? Yeah, well, yeah, magic. Woo! Yeah, nice. Love that shit.
I will never make fun of your magic again.
Hell yeah. It's fucking magic as hell.
I'll always make fun of his magic.
Shut the fuck up, wizard.
Okay, all right, so what are the rest of you doing? Having seen her fall into this trap, it is now there, it's open, flames are coming up, it's hot, and she's on the other side where the doors are. So what are you guys going to do?
Mm-hmm. How big is this gap that she almost fell into?
It's 10 feet between, yeah, 10 feet.
Strength. Come on, Jack, use your fancy footing and jump it.
That's what I'm considering right now. You know what? How about this? If it's heads, I'll jump it. And if it's tails, I'll take the ledge.
Oh, you're going to flip your coin.
Yeah, to figure out which way I want to go.
Okay. All right.
He's filling.
So if it, I'll roll.
Yeah, so you can just roll just roll out of two. And one will be heads and two will be tails.
Well, if I learned anything, you always go for heads. So heads.
Yeah, it's tails.
Okay, so
guess the head didn't work out for you that time, buddy.
Nope. Now I'm going tail between my legs and just taking that side passageway, side ledge.
All right, so roll dexterity. Yeah, roll acrobatics to get around the pit on the ledges.
Oh, that's fine. Everything's fine. 8.
Oh, everything's not good. All right, so approaching the pit, you just go on the side. A side of it, kind of skirt around step by step, and then somewhere in the middle, you misstep and slip off, and at the very last minute, you're able to grab a hold of below the ledge, there are protruding stone rocks that you're able to just kind of get your fingertips around, so you don't fall all the way down, but you are close enough to where the fire is extremely close to you and even touching you at some points when it flares up. So roll a constitution save.
So con save? Yeah, constitution. There we go. Dirty 20.
All right. So these flames that are coming from the pit are like licking the bottoms of your feet. You're not taking any damage, but it's getting real hot in there.
I haven't felt heat this good since I met you guys the first time.
Yeah, so you're not taking any damage. The fire is hitting your skin and your clothes, but you're not taking any damage.
Well, since I seem to be hanging, this is a lot more comfortable for my setup than, you know, that little ledge there. I'm just going to, shimmy my way across using my fingertips and all that to try to use athletics to, like, pull myself up once I get to the other side.
Okay, give me a strength, just a straight strength check, because you are below the ledge, so it's going to take quite a bit of strength for you to, you know, pull yourself back up to the ledge. So go ahead and give me that.
That'd be a 22. Oh,
damn.
Fucking PT stud, right? Fucking
it's all them muscle ups.
Yeah, all right, sweet. So you are, yeah, easily able to pull yourself back up to the ledge and make it over to where Sorsha Whaley is waiting on the other side of the pit.
I had this weird flashback of Long Live the King if I asked her for her help.
Yeah, so I'll be going the same direction, more or less, like Corporal Miller was going. So acrobatics, athletics.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna give him the look, and I'm gonna be like, "You got this. You got this." I'll give him a bardic inspiration.
Yeah. NCO inspiration.
NCO inspiration.
Oh,
oh, you fucking better use
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's fine. So, God, I really wish I would have just said fuck it and used one of those divination points for a 12, but I have to do it before a roll. Yeah, so it's what, a D4?
No, it's a D6.
That's 6, baby.
Yeah.
12. So a total of, I got a 7 and then a 5.
Cool. So you are able to easily kind of go around the pit via the ledges, and you make it over with Sorsha Whaley and Jack Miller.
He did it. That will reflect well on your next... Never mind.
That will reflect well on your next EPR.
All right, I'm going to get a running fucking start, and I'm just going to fucking yeet my ass over that fucking hole.
No, we're really doing this. All right, give me your dexterity.
I'm going to fucking yell airborne as I do it. I want to channel every motherfucking thing I have right now to not suck.
Yeah, let's see.
Athletics, you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
oh my god.
Oh,
god.
Nice. Nice. All right. Apparently, Staff Sergeant Vernon Laycock was exceptional at the long jump.
Yeah.
He still holds his high school record, if I remember right.
All right. So you are able to just clear this perfectly, no sweat, get a nice running start, jump airborne, and Superman land on the other side. So all of you are now across the pit and in front of two solid double doors.
So how heavy are these? Like, are these heavy doors or just regular wooden doors? Or
they are wooden, but they're nicer doors. They have an angel engraved on it, and they're a little bit heavier.
Okay. I'll look at Sarsha and be like, kind of motion to like listen in at the door if you want to, like, shrug.
I say we investigate before we go bashing through there.
Always.
All right, what are you looking for? Or yeah.
Any noises or feel, see if we can feel anything similar to the last door.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so just go ahead and roll perception.
14
and 5.
Ooh. It's a door.
Yeah, exactly. It's a door. Door.
I think,
and you door. And you kind of want to eat it. So, all right. But Sorsha, you again filling the bottom of it. There is warm air coming from underneath the door, and you don't hear anything in the room.
I say next time we go through these doors, we check for traps this time.
I mean, fair.
See, if books are made of wood and doors are made of wood, I can just save myself time and eat the door, right? Just trying to figure out how this logic works.
So you know those, like, tented fingers, like, up by your nose, like, real quick? Like, ow. Like, I just don't... That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Books are made... Oh, I see where you're going from. Good attempt. Good attempt.
Open the door and go through.
Yeah. Are you opening it any particular way?
You know what? I mean, Sorsha's starting to get a little irritated with how long this is taking, so I'm just going to burst through to the other side.
Yeah, I think we can slam the door at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. All right. Gung ho.
Fucking kick the door in. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So let's just fucking go.
All right. So you have entered a crypt, and there are three large stone sarcophagi standing in this crypt. Two on the left and one on the right. There are spider webs, cobwebs just kind of all over this crypt. It's a little bit dusty. And on the far side at the end of it, there's a cultist. And his back was to you, but as you burst through the door, he turned around and said, "What the hell?" And Also, because you made so much goddamn noise, a second cultist came through the door that is in the far right corner of the room. And he looks a little bit different. So the cultist that was in the room is wearing black robes, almost imbued with fire. There's like this magical kind of flame going through these robes. And the one that came out of a door, a nearby room, into this room with you guys, is wearing blue and white armor with feathers in his gauntlets.
Now it's a party.
You take the furry, I'll take the flamer.
Whoa, God.
And there goes half of our audience, right there.
It's not insulting if it's, it pertains to me.
Oh, I was talking about the furries. But
oh, yeah. All right, let's get some initiative rolls.
Wow.
You got a zero?
Oh, my God. It's going to be a crit, right? It's a crit fail?
Oh, my.
Oh, wait, shit, I fucked up. I always forget to touch my character. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I rolled a 9.
Yeah, I need a reroll.
I got that sweet 19.
God damn.
I'm just the cleanup crew.
It doesn't take much to do better than Sorsha. She just kicked down a door and got distracted. What the fuck?
I just like to watch. What can I say?
A voyeur, then.
I'll join in when I'm good and ready.
She's just going to turn into a cat and clean her claws.
Okay, all right. So now that we've got all of our initiatives ready to go, let's do this. The mustache himself, Vernon Laycock, you are up first, my dude.
I will put my hands in my pockets, very non-NCO-like, but I will grip the sand that is in there, and I'll be like, look, y'all got one chance to throw down your dumb shit and tell us where he is, or it's gonna be bad. And I will ready in action. If they do anything other than tell us where he is, I will cast the spell sleep.
Okay, so they look at each other and look back at you and then start rushing you.
I will yell pocket sand and shimsha and I will cast sleep.
All right, give us a scoop.
Well, it's a funny thing. It's a big old area of effect. Here you go. Let me hit you with the deets on that one. So the first, so it affects everybody in a 20-foot area of range. So I'll hit back here and moving towards us. So it'll hit those two guys first. And then however many hit points I rolled, which in this case is a total of 21. If they don't have 21 hit points.
That's together, not separately.
Together. Then they both fall asleep. If one of them has some, he falls asleep and then the remainder goes over.
Yeah. Kind of. So, yeah, yeah. All right, cool. So these dudes running straight at you guys, you cast sleep, and they are just running full force at you, and they stop 5 feet in front of you and just, like, pass out on the ground, just face first into the ground.
That's very smart. That was
anticlimactic.
I'll be like, yeah, sorry, this magic shit's awesome.
As soon as you do that, I'm going to applaud you and then go up and steal this dude's weapons.
Which one? Both of them or a specific one?
The furry, as it was.
Okay, the cultist with the feathered gauntlets. Okay.
Yeah, feathered gauntlets. I'm going to steal his weapons and then pull out my hempen rope and then tie him up.
Okay. All right, so you grab just all he has on him is a dagger. So you grab the dagger. And then are you tying him to something? Are you hog tying him? How are you tying him up?
I'm just hog tying like arms behind back and then feet to feet back, basically looping all that back together.
Okay. So you have hog tied essentially one of the cultists. Anyone want to do anything? I mean, we're not even going through initiative anymore, thanks to sleep.
Oh, well, can I accidentally, maybe because I'm, you know, excited about my stuff, I want to test out this thunder wave.
Do it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, don't do it.
Okay. So,
oh God, this is horrible.
Oh, we're in trouble. Oh man. What's up? It is I, your defense master, Travis. Thank you very much for listening to episode 7 of DoD&D. This episode ended up turning into a 2-part episode. It was so long. There was so much content. We had a lot of fun. So we're turning it into 2 episodes. So part 2 to this episode will be in 2 weeks on Wednesday. That's the 26th. We will have our monthly DoD&D after party on the 29th of August. So if you are a Patreon subscriber, you can look forward to that. If you're not and want to be a part of the after party, if you want to be involved with DoD&D, be a voice, give us some cool items, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/militarygamingleague. Join up, subscribe to one of our tiers. There's a lot of cool stuff we do, giveaways, after parties, access to exclusive content, stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. And as always, if you are a military or veteran and you want to join MGL, check out our website, register, militarygamingleague.com. Check out our socials, /militarygamingleague on Facebook and Instagram. And keep up to date on Twitter, @MGLHQ, for all things MGL and DoD&D. Until then, we'll see you next time, and we will see you on the battlefield.